Hey, thank you for holding. Is this Jess?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Jess. I appreciate it. How's your Tuesday going so far? Good?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain, and you?
Well, I appreciate you asking. Yeah, it's not bad. I think a lot of people call it Taco Tuesday, so I don't know if you're a taco fan or not, but I think my family will be having tacos today. So, okay, there you go. So it's Taco Tuesday. So if I give you some advice, maybe you have some tacos today. So let's take a look here at what Vem was doing. I know she sent you over to me for some pricing. I'm actually pulling it up right now, see if I can get that approved here for you. But before I do, I just want to double check. I mean, do you have any questions or concerns about the like program or what we could do to bring you more business before we got into the pricing, anything like that?
From what I understand, you guys boost my account somehow to the top of the Google page. I don't know if that's done organically or how you guys do it. I don't really know what goes into the process or if there's like SEO involved or what. So, you know, that was kind of vague.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We're typically, in the beginning, we're vague just to explain to you exactly what we're doing. Once you do enroll into the program, if you do decide, you'll have an entire account management team. There's like an interview we do with you, and they can get really deep into like the nitty gritty as far as like the actual technical side of things. But basically what we're doing is this, right? You have your company. It's JC Gutters and Construction, right? I've already checked you guys out online. I don't see a Google business profile. Did you guys set one up before, or you guys never even did that before
yet? It's going to be a while till I get verified because Google changed their verification process to needing a recording of the business and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a physical location. I'm a service-based operation. So, you know, there's some things I need to gather before I do the video to get verified. So they're asking me for, you know, business cards, vehicle wrap, tools, yada, yada. So I'm in the process of like getting those things done.
Good. Okay. Yeah. I mean, if you didn't get started, if you weren't enroll in the program, we actually would do that for you. So we're a premier channel partner for Google and we've been a partner with them for the last 19 years. So. We are very familiar with all the prerequisites as to what is needed in order to get you guys approved. Obviously, if you hire us, we just do that for you. So, like, you would communicate directly with us. And then, let's say we need, like, business cards and things like that. You just send it to us. And then we, on behalf of you, will send it to them. And then we go ahead and get you guys approved. So, we do that all the time. So, I completely understand. It's good that you guys already got started. But the way that it works is, you know, once you are approved and once we can help you get approved, then we will take that Google business profile and it's all organic and we optimize it to a point where we will be ranking your business directly on the first page of Google and you get to choose up to 15 different keywords or phrases that you want to be found for. So basically you guys do gutters and construction, right?
Right. Gutters near me, whatever. Yeah.
Exactly, right? Gutters near me, right? You can have a bunch of businesses that pop up directly on the first page. Because you guys are new, obviously, even if you did create your Google business profile, you guys would be like page like 500, you know what I mean? You basically have to spend that time and energy in optimizing it. That's basically what we do. So we are organically rank your business directly on the first page for those keywords. And there's obviously a couple of other things we can do for you as well. I'll dive into that in a minute here, but we'll go over pricing, obviously make sure everything is going to make sense, and I'll go over what's included in it too. But just in a nutshell, that's basically how we do it. And like I said, because you already got the process started, that's actually good because we would have got the process started for you anyway. And then all we would have to do is get in contact with Google, find out exactly what they need, and then obviously get that from you and then get it all taken care of. So, did you have any other questions or concerns or?
Yeah, so I know, like, I've talked to a couple of companies, right, and I've kind of, like, told them, you know, hey, I'm on hold right now, but I'm obviously open to getting, like, a quote, and, you know, I talked to another company that also works directly with Google, but I wasn't too, the guy that I was talking to wasn't, he wasn't too friendly.
Oh. Okay,
that makes sense.
It
was kind of a weird interaction. But I'm familiar with what you guys do. I'm just like curious, like, is it more like, you guys do my back listings, or like, do you guys have to mess with my website at all? Because I have my own website, and I have like blogs being posted on my website for, you know, organic traffic and people, you know, trying to stay on my website longer, yada, yada. Yeah. So like, do you guys, what is it that you guys do, as far as like organically creating it?
Let me help you clarify a couple key points there, because that's a pretty common, I guess, confusion when it comes to SEO. You just got to remember that the word SEO just stands for search engine optimization. And that could be a huge umbrella of things underneath it. So technically, this would be called SEO, right? Let's clarify a little bit here. Google is broken down into three sections, okay? You have the top section, which is typically going to be your Google guarantees or your sponsored ads. You have your second section, which is where 87% of all the business goes. It's called the business section. It's where the map is. Got the little red pin. That's what you're getting approved and verified for. Clarifying is, we will get your Google business profile directly on the first page of Google on the map section. So if anybody is searching, that is what's going to come up, okay? So it has nothing to do with your website just yet. It has everything to do with the Google business profile that you're getting approved.
Can I ask a question?
You can, yes.
Even though I don't have a physical location yet, am I still able to show up like on the maps? Like, how does that work?
100%. Yep. So we can pinpoint you on the map. Because you'll have a personal address, you have the option of hiding your address. So we can actually hide it for you. So a lot of people don't want their personal
business. What about the
pin
on the map? Is it just like in a random location, or like, how does that?
Is it going to be over
my house?
It's going to be at your front door. You know, it's going to be looking in, just seeing what you guys are doing. So, because it's your home, obviously we would hide it. You'll still get the PIN verification. Google will get you verified, but if we hide it, it would be in this specific location that we would be doing your marketing for. So it would show that you are in Cleveland, Ohio. We cover about a 50-mile radius. I know you do about 45-minute drive, so we could work out the actual distance, but let's just say 50. It would show that you are a business within a 50-mile radius of Cleveland, Ohio, in your area, and then that's where we service. Well, that's where you would service.
Right. And then I guess that dives into my next question, right? I don't want to service all of Cleveland. Are we able to delete certain zip codes from my search?
So, it's with our company, we would have to, like, we can only work with one company per industry per area. So we can only work with one company that does any type of gutters and construction. So what we do is that the reason that we're calling you is because, you know, obviously there's availability in your area for our company, and we're going to be filling it. When we do that, it wouldn't be all of Cleveland, right? That would be pretty expensive for you to market all of Cleveland, especially getting you on the first page. It'd be extremely pricey. When it comes to the company, it's only within a distance. So where you currently are, if you just get a circle from where you're going to be marketing out of, we can do it within a pretty close proximity zip code wise, right? So if you guys zip code is 44109, we would do it there. And let's say you want to do like a 20-mile radius, 30, 40, 50-mile radius, you let us know. And then that is the distance that we would cover from that specific spot. So like, if you don't want to be seen, you know,
I don't want to be seen on the east side of Cleveland. Cleveland. I'd like to be seen.
Right where you are. And the distance is up to you, as long as it's not less than 10 miles, because there's no point of even paying for marketing at that point. So we don't sell anything like that. But it would be anywhere between 10 and 50. So let's say you do 20 miles. The only people that are going to see your business popping up directly on the first page is within that 20 miles of whatever specific keyword terms that you want us to basically optimize your business for. So like gutters, general construction, stuff like that.
Right. Okay.
Exactly. Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just to clarify, going back to the website, so you got to remember that your website is completely separate in terms of optimization. if you want to specifically optimize a website, you got to do the things that you just mentioned, right? You got to make sure that your headers are labeled a certain thing. You got to make sure there's backlinking is being done on that website specifically. A lot of people do a blog because then Google will recognize a blog as a post and rank that one a little bit higher, and then that funnels to your website. You know what I mean? So what you're mentioning is
That's what we're working on right now. Yeah.
That's completely different.
Okay.
Perfect. Cool. Yeah. So that's going to be completely different. This program that we want to put you on actually helps what you're currently doing. Because think of it this way. When you're doing all those backlinks, that means that somebody would have to go to your website. I had it up. It was jcgutters.net?
Yeah. And you can't get in there right now because it's password protected. But if you need to see it, if you need to see it, I can give you the password.
No, that's okay. I mean, if you want me to see it, I don't need to see it right now. You know, obviously I would, if you want me to look at it, I can 100%, you know, look at it. But the point, I guess, that I'm making is when you're doing all that work to your website, you're only ranking jcgutters.net, the actual website. That's all the way at the bottom of a Google search, right? So like if I typed in gutters near me, you got sponsored, you got the business, and then all the way at the bottom where the websites are, that's where you're currently ranking your website to get on the first page is towards the bottom. The way that this helps is we connect your website directly to your Google business profile. That means that when we rank your business on the first page for those keywords, your website's connected to your Google business profile. Guess what clients do? They look at your business, they say, oh, he has a website. They click on your website. Guess what that does? It drives traffic to your website. So it helps your website organically rise up the ranks while you're also doing all the keywords and things like that.
On the top of Google, right.
On the top of Google, exactly. Yep. Yeah, so this actually would help what you guys are currently doing right now, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay. Just want to clarify, you know, that portion of it too. There's some social media marketing that we do as well. I'll dive into that, but I just want to make sure I address all your questions. Do you have any other questions or concerns or anything like that?
Not at the moment, but I'm sure some may pop up as we go.
Something might pop up. Okay, cool. Well, you're extremely knowledgeable. So, you know, obviously if you have any technical questions, let me know. I'd be more than happy to answer that. But the way that it works, I know I've already explained, is first come, first serve with our company, so we are looking to fill it. The good news about that, Jess, is that once we work with you, we can't work with anyone else. We're not going to work with any other construction worker that's in your area. We're not going to work with any other gutter company that's in your area. That's how we maintain your position on the first page, so we're not rotating you in like six other businesses between the first, second, and third page. You know what I mean? So that's what allows us to keep you there. The pricing is pretty straightforward. There's no contracts. You guys can cancel at any time. There's no penalties for canceling either. Everything we do here is on a month-to-month basis, right? We're a performance-based business. We want to make sure we perform for you every month. And at any point you feel like we're not, well, then you should have the ability to leave. And we do give you that ability then, okay? The pricing, normally you're looking at, it's about $4.99 a month. We are able to apply some credits here for you. I know you guys are a newer business, and we can break it down to only $2.99 a month. So it'd be $2.99 a month, and we do have a deal going on today. Normally, there's a $99 setup fee to get everything set up for you, but you've already started the Google Business Profile. You already have a website, and I'm going to throw in the Facebook advertisements in here in a second. So I'm going to waive the $99. So it'd only be $2.99 today. That's it.
Okay, I just have an issue with that because I'm not starting until July or August. And I would hate to be receiving all of these phone calls and we're not up and running yet.
Let's see.
She transferred that to you. Yeah. So, like, I'm getting everything in order now. So July and August isn't actually until we're going to be up and running.
Got it. So, just to give you time frames.
Yeah,
I get it. I totally understand, and that does make sense. That's a pretty notable concern. Just to give you some time frames here with us, the most amount of time it's going to take us to start ranking your business on the first page is going to be 30 to 45 days, right? So you're looking at typically May, middle of May, and I know you said that you're opening up in July. Or July or August?
August, so July is more of like a I have door-to-door salespeople that'll be generating their own business, so it's not advertisement related at all. And that's for the roofing department. They're in charge of basically bringing in their own business. But for the gutters, I do plan on having, you know what I mean, some type of advertisement cost. And, you know, and from what I'm hearing from you, I'm liking what you're telling me. You seem like a nice guy as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, is there, you know, come like June, I would probably want to start paying for this. So then come July, August, I'm at that top of Google from what you're claiming, 30, 45 days. Is there ever where it takes longer than that? Like, cause I know people, I know there's the sponsored section and a lot of people, I know a lot of people don't even click on the sponsored section. They scroll away from that.
They
scroll to the next section.
And
they scroll to what you, and that's what I'm going to be at the top of is the business section, right?
You hit the nail on the head. Exactly. Yeah. And I can, I can tell you a solution to that time.
I would like to do something like this before I have, before I start paying for real advertisement. You know what I mean? And see how much I get organically. Cause if I can survive organically and then, you know, paying you to do your keeping me at the top of Google, however you do that with the backlinks and the SEO and all of that. I have no problem paying that if it's a guarantee that I'm going to be up there.
Yeah. So I, you know, I don't do anything pressure wise. You know, this is going to be totally up to you. You let me know if this is going to make sense for you and your business or not. Everybody wants to be on the first page of Google. I'll be honest with you. Normally we just started calling out in your area today. So like we're typically closing this position within like 3 or 4 phone calls. And then once it's closed, we can't work with anyone else. So, you know, it might be a while, until we have that. So we might not be able to wait until, you know, a month before July or in July to get this started, but this is what you can do. If you do want to work with our company, we do guarantee that we are able to get you on there. The maximum amount of time is 30 to 45 days. We're not going to make you wait any longer than that. 30 to 45 days is the longest it's going to take us to get you on the first page of Google ranking. We do have an option here, though, and that option is we have a pause feature, okay? And what that does is that that allows you to pause your listing with us because the hardest thing about our company is the, getting your foot in the door. So once your foot's in the door, though, and you pause, then you can pause it for like 2 or 3 months, and then you won't pay the $299. And then whenever you're ready, we could go ahead and flip the switch, and we start your marketing back all over again and get you on the first page. So this is what I recommend for you. You let me know if this works. We put about 100 hours into your account within the first 30 to 45 days in order for us to even make these claims to allow you to get on the first page of Google, right? There's a lot of work that we have to do. We get you submitted not only just to Google, but we also do Facebook, Yelp, Bing, Apple, right? We're going to take care of all your content creation for you. So you are going to get some value out of the first month or two. This is what I recommend. If you want to enroll with the service, you do 2 months with our company, so that way we can do everything for you, get you up and running, make sure everything is working properly, and then pause the profile, pause it here with us, and then you can pause it for another month or two. And then when you're ready in July or August to really start the marketing, just give us about 30 days. We hit the play switch, and then we start it. And then basically at that point, all we have to do is just get you back on the first page of Google. But we would have done everything else for you, and then that way it allows to get you back on the first page whenever you're, like, officially open.
Okay, I see what you're saying. And what was the $100 for? I missed that part.
That was it's a $99 setup fee that would have been added on to your account. So usually it's $299 plus $99. So it would have been $398 today in order for us to do it. But today I did waive the $99 setup fee. So that's why it's only $299 out the door.
Okay. I see what you're saying there.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Can you send me an email with all of your information on it? My son is actually sleeping on me right now.
Okay.
And Can you send me an email, and when he wakes up, I can kind of go through everything and, you know what I mean, marinate on it and then make a decision.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I have three daughters myself. They're older though, 16, 15, and 11. So they're not quite at that stage yet. Is your son younger? Is it your like first kid?
He's my first kid. He's 16 months right now.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah. So I'm in charge of nap time and mom is in charge of bedtime.
that's a good compromise, you know. You guys are doing the 50-50 thing there, so. Okay, that's good.
Well, I think I'm winning because nighttime's a little harder.
Nighttime's a little rougher, for sure. Yeah, I definitely take the nap over at nighttime any day. That's funny. All right, well, yeah, look, absolutely. I have no problem doing that. I'll send you an email basically kind of going over everything that we just talked about. You know, as soon as we hang up, I take another call. Take your time. You know, I'll let you know regardless. Like,
I understand.
You know exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, perfect. I just, some people get upset and I'm like, I don't, it's not that I try to not, you know, sign you guys up. It's just,
I get it.
You know,
it's first come, first serve. I get it. Completely.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to make an impulsive decision right now. So.
No, that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
We get it.
It's Josh. Yeah. Yeah, my email is Josh, J-O-S-H, Kates, C-A-T-E-S, at jcgutters.net.
All right, so I got Josh Kates at jcgutters.net.
Correct.
All right. Let's see here. And I can send you an email. I can also send you a text message as well. That email,
yes,
it's a J-O-S-H, and then it's K-A-T-E-S?
C-A-T-E-S.
Okay.
I don't know why my caller ID comes up as K.
No, that's okay. Yeah, and it was actually coming up saying it was incorrect on my side, so I'm like, I definitely. So it's all right, JOSH and then CATES.
Correct. At jcgutters.net.
At jcgutters.net. All right, let me send you. Still saying it's not valid. Let me send you. Let me see if this goes through real quick. Hang on 1 second. But yeah, I can send you an email, basically kind of going over everything that we've already talked about. Do you want me to schedule a call back?
Yeah, please do. And I also just want to do some research on your company before I make a finalized decision.
That's why. Look, we've been in business 19 years. Once you Google our company, it's Local Splash. You'll see. You know, we practice what we preach. I think we have like over 900 reviews right now online. It's like 4.3 stars at this point. So you can most definitely look us up and do your research on there for sure. Joey from Local. And can you receive an email there? Like if I send you one right now,
Yeah, it's active. And I can tell you if it comes through.
Yeah, let me do that right now to make sure you get this. Okay, it's generic. I'll send you something a little bit more formal, but it's coming up saying that it's not correct. And I want to make sure that, we did verify that the spelling looked right. So I apologize.
Yeah. So again, it's J O S H Josh Kates C A T E S at JC, the letters JC.
Yep.
Gutters, G-U-T-T-E-R-S .net.
Yep. That's literally exactly what I got. It's saying invalid. That's why I was like, it's in our system. So that's why I was like, let me stay on the phone.
I got it. I got an email.
Oh, you got it.
I got the email.
Okay. Yep. That's it. Yep.
I got it. So.
Okay.
It seems
I'll send you something a little more formal, but, I just wanted to make sure I went through before I hung up because sometimes, I'll send an email and it gets bounced back and it's hard for me to get
it. It's a web-based email, and I'm still trying to figure some things out with it.
You got that webmail.
Yep, and so I'm still trying to figure out some things for it right now.
Yep, I'm very familiar. Who did you get it through? Is it through like GoDaddy or Network Solutions or Web.com?
HostGator. I got it through HostGator.
Oh, HostGator. Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yep, and then yeah, they used to have a service through this thing called Titan, but I guess they just canceled it. So right now I'm still trying to coordinate it with my Gmail so I can at least get alerts on my phone. So
yep.
I'm just trying to figure that out right now. Because right now it's I have to like go through this porting process to even do it. So that was my next task for the day.
Okay. Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, so I think we got everything here. I know you're still during, doing nap time right now, so I do want to be respectful for your time. I'm going to get an email together. I'll go ahead and I'll send it over to you. You can email me back, but I can schedule a time with you right now, so that way I got you locked in. Is there like a good time you want me to try to give you a call back on? And I'll call you regardless whether it's filled or not, but. Do you
it's
have like
probably
a good
like
time?
5 or 6 p.m. Probably like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
If that's not too late for you.
No,
if it is,
so,
you can call me tomorrow.
No, that's okay. You're in Ohio. That's Eastern, right? Eastern Standard?
Yeah, that's Eastern.
Okay, yeah. So we actually close at 7 p.m. So that's perfect. So 5 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Actually,
okay.
Yeah, 5 p.m. works for me.
Okay, cool.
Yep. And then obviously if you need a call earlier, just shoot me an email back, or you can text me back, because I'll send you a text message as well. You can text me back or email me back, and then, as soon as I'm done with my next call, I'll give you a call. If not, I'll just call you back at 5. Obviously, at that point, if I don't hear from you, then you're more than welcome to get in contact with me. We'll just obviously just move on, but I'll at least make sure that I am reaching out to you then, okay? Do you have any other questions for me?
No, you covered pretty much everything, so thank you.
Absolutely. No, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And I guess I'll speak to you in a little bit. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye.